Over had been up, and Sonny had been up with his master, and now they were calling for number 13. Will Jackie Anderson and his dog Ritzy please come forward? Tom and all the boys were looking for him, and they looked around, and he was nowhere to find and to be found. And Jackie was practically in tears. Jimmy, don't cry, Jackie. Said the doggie will come home. Little doggies always come home. Jackie said, I don't care about coming home. I know, but he said, we've got to win this. He said, my heart was set on it. Now, Jackie, she said, it's all right. She says, we'll do it next year. Now, don't get all upset. Well, number 13, the last call for number 13, please come forward. Mr. Martin rushed up to the judge. He says, I'm going to have to ask you a favor. He says, we have a little problem. Could you put Ritzy last? He says, we'll have him ready by then. Well, very, very irregular. He says, as a friend for me, he says, and the boy. Well, I said, there's nothing wrong about it, but after all, when we line them up, we expect you to follow it. I said, I know that, but could you change it this once? Oh, all right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now move right along to the next contestant. Jackie Anderson and his dog, Ritzy, will be removed to the end of the list, and they will participate last. Finally, when the people heard that, they wondered what was going on. Finally, Jackie and all of them kept looking and looking and looking. And the contests went on. One by one, each dog participated, and Jackie looked at the list, and he found himself the next one up. And the judges said, will Jackie Anderson and his dog Ritzy now come forward? And there was no dog. Meanwhile, while all of this was going on, Ritzy was up in the shack. And he knew there was something wrong because the door was locked. He began to scratch at it and it didn't open. Finally, he looked around and way up in the top, he saw a little open window. And he tried to jump and it was far too high. And he knew that there was something wrong and he had to get out of there. He kept walking around this table that was in the middle of the floor. And finally, he looked at the table and looked at that big hole way up at the top. And he went up against the table leg and grabbed it in his teeth and began to pull it towards the wall so it'd be closer. And finally, he kept looking and looking. And he took one long run. He jumped from the floor to the table and then way up to the top and got his paws over the top. But not far enough, he fell back down. He kept walking around and looking again. And while he was doing this, the judges began to whisper. They says, well, I don't think we should give him any more time. He says, I think if we wait 3 minutes, that should be the limit. Well, he's got 2 minutes left. Will Jackie Anderson please come forward? Ritzy looked at the window again and went around and around, and finally he jumped on the table, and this time he hooked his paws, front paws, over the ledge and began to dig the wall with his hind feet and finally boosted himself into the window, and he looked down into the bushes and pushed himself and jumped down. He got up and shook himself, smelled the air a few times, and headed down towards the meet where all the people were. The judges at this time were looking around and they didn't see Jackie or the dog. There were only a few seconds left. He says, you might as well call an end to the contest. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the fact that Jackie Anderson and his dog didn't show up, we will now conclude the contest, and the judges will give us their report as to who the winner is. Finally, Jackie looked up and he saw in a cloud of dust somebody coming over the hill. He said, wait a minute, he's here, he's here. And they all looked and they saw the dog just coming as fast as he could go. Mr. Martin rushed up to the judges. He says, the dog's here, we're ready to go, we're ready to go. Well, you just made it in time. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Ritzy and now his dog. We have Jackie and his dog Ritzy. So Jackie finally grabbed Ritzy. He said, "Where have you been?" He said, "Well, come on, let's go." They got out in the front. And of course, people remembered that Ritzy was the dog they tried for killing sheep. And when he got out in front, many of them stood up and applauded. Jackie got down on his knees, put his arms around Ritzy. He says, "Ritzy," he says, "I don't know where you've been. I don't care. But the main thing now is you've got to win this race. Understand? You've got to win it. I mean, this contest." So he whispered a few more encouraging words to Ritzy, and they looked over at the judges and they nodded. "All right," he says, "go." And Ritzy tore out as fast as he could go. He had a feeling that something was wrong and he had to do his best this time. When he came to a stop by the sheep so that he wouldn't frighten them, he almost slid on all fours. And very gently, he knew he had to make up time fast. He herded them into the enclosure and headed back towards Jackie. And as soon as he got back, Jackie stood up, and of course the people applauded, and they knew that was a very, very good job. Finally, the judges announced, "This concludes the contest, and in a few minutes, the judges will have the results of the first three winners, first, second, and third place." And of course, everybody began talking. They were wondering. They knew it was going to be close between three dogs. Jackie sat down, and he was just as nervous as could be. Juby said, "Don't be nervous, Jackie." He said, "He did a good job." He says, "Yeah, I know, but," he says, I don't think we won. He says, ladies and gentlemen, the results are now in. For third place, we have Mr. Martin and his dog, Rover." And Mr. Martin stood up and bowed. People applauded. "And now, in second place, we have Norbert Kane and his dog, Sonny." Norbert turned red. Oscar was sitting by him. He took his elbow and he said, "I thought I told you to get rid of that dog."
"I did what you told me." He said, "I didn't know the dog had a key to the door."
He nudged him again. He said, "You fool, he doesn't have a key."
He said, "Well, I locked it."
He said, "Well, there must have been a window open."
He said, "I didn't know he could open windows."
He says, "Second place." He says, "You." He said, "Well, Norbert Kane, please come forward." Norbert came out and put on a smile, nodded as if he were quite pleased with it, and went back. And now, ladies and gentlemen, of course, the first place and the trophy winner, and one of the judges got the trophy and brought it out, says, "This year," he says, "I hope it goes to the proper place as it has been in the past years. At this time is indeed a great pleasure and an honor for me to announce first place winner. Will Jackie Anderson and his dog Ritzy come forward?" Juby just about fell backwards out of his seat. He said, "Hey, Jackie, that's you." I says, "I know that." He said, "Gee whiz," he said, "you won." Jackie came out and the people began to applaud. Some of them began to stand up. Oscar began to stand up. And Norbert said, "Sit down."
He said, "Well, I'm just going to applaud with the rest of them."
He says, "You wouldn't be applauding," he says, "if you did what I told you to."
I said, "Okay, I'm sorry.
"You're sorry. And now, Jackie, because you have spent so much time training your dog, because you've done such an excellent job here, it is my privilege and pleasure to present you with this trophy." Jackie says, "Thank you." He said, "I'd like to say a few words." He says, accept this trophy, and I'm very happy about it. I never expected to win, but I want to say one thing. He says, everything that Ritzy did and everything that I did, and the reason we won, he said, I'd like to call someone forward. He said, would Clyde Martin come forward? Mrs. Martin said, that you, Clyde? Oh, he says, no. He says, go ahead, he wants you. Clyde came down. He says, I want to take this trophy that is mine now, and I want to present it to Mr. Clyde Martins for all that he has done for me and my dog. Clyde looked at the trophy. This time he knew it'd be on his mantle in the parlor on the fireplace. He says, thank you, Jackie. He says, I'm glad that you won. And he says, I don't know what to say. He says, thank you. And he left. Mrs. Martin saw him taking his sleeve and brushing his eyes as he came up. Chubby said, what you crying about, Daddy? He said, it's a happy thing. You're supposed to be laughing, like me. Ha, 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 ha. Mrs. Martin says, Juby, if you don't get quiet, you're going to go boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Says who? Says I. And if you don't stop it, you're going to go real boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. He said, well, finally Clyde says, you want me to do something? He said, I'm as quiet as a mouse. Finally, when the meeting was over, people began to leave. Mr. Norbert Kane came by Tom, and Tom saw him. He said, Norbert. Yes. He says, what happened to your dog? He says, nothing. He says, nothing happened to him. He says, you wouldn't know what happened to Ritzy while he was gone all that time. Well, how should I know? He said, I don't know anything about the dog. He says, why do you ask me? He said, well, I have a strange feeling that maybe you would know, or maybe Oscar would know. Well, how would I know? He said, I don't know anything about the dog. Oscar, you better go on to the wagon. He says, I'll get the dog and you better get going. Just a minute, Oscar. He said, you sure you don't know what happened to Ritzy? Well, I don't know what happened to him. How would I know? Oscar, you better get going. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, boss. He left. Finally, Mr. Martin looked at Norbert and said, I don't know. He says, but if I find out that Ritzy, for some reason or another, was taken out of that cage deliberately, he says, somebody's going to be in trouble. And Norbert Kane turned red. All right, Norbert Kane's face turned red and then turned a little bit purple around the gills. He says, well, you know, I wouldn't do anything wrong. He says, I really wouldn't. I hope not. They loaded the dogs back on the buckboard with the trophy and all of them and headed back home. They began to sing songs because everybody was happy now, including Juby and Jackie and all of them. And Juby would sing along with the rest of them, oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling, that's coming to him. Jackie was sitting right by him. He said, you have to sing so loud? He said, well, I don't sing too well, but I can sure sing loud. Yes, he says, I know my eardrums are breaking. When they got home, Mrs. Martin said, boys, today I'm going to fix supper for Rover and for Ritzy. So what about me, Mommy? Jackie says, are you a little doggy? He said, yeah, arf, 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 arf. I'm going to fix supper for everybody, but what I meant to say was that I'm fixing a special supper for the dogs because they did so well at the meet. So she spent the rest of the evening fixing supper, and the boys were doing the chores. And Jackie was real happy because that was the one thing he wanted to do for Mr. Martin, is win that trophy. After they had eaten and talked and talked and talked, they went to the parlor, and when all the talking finally subsided, Mr. Martin looked over at Jackie, who was still talking and smiling, and he said, "Jackie, you mentioned something about an uncle." He said, "Yes, when I first came here, I said, I'm going to go find him one of these days, Uncle Jake Anderson." "Well," he said, "there was a man from River City, a friend of mine, and I remember the name, and I asked him if he knew anyone in that area by the name of Jake Anderson." Jackie's face lit up. He said, "What did he say?" "Well, he said that there was a man," he said, "about 3 miles out of River City by that name." Jackie's face began to beam, and he stood up. He says, "That's him. I bet it is." He says, "I bet that's my uncle." He said, "I knew I'd find him." He said, "I guess I better pack and get going." "Just a minute, Jackie, just a minute," said, "it might not be your uncle at all. Maybe I shouldn't have told you." "No, it's all right," he says, "I'm sure it is." Juby looked very sad with almost tears in his eyes. Mr. Martin looked up at Jackie and says, "Well, I thought we would have you here all winter. And then in the spring when we take the logs down," he says, "we are taking the logs down in the spring, and we could all go look for your uncle." Jackie thought a while. He said, "Well, I guess I was hasty." He said, "I hope you plan to stay the winter with us. We cut logs in the forest, and then in the spring when the ice breaks on the river, we float the log rafts down to the sawmill. And while we're there, you may look for your uncle. In fact, we'll help you." Mrs. Martin, who didn't want Jackie to leave either yet, she said, "That sounds like a reasonable idea to me. What do you think, Jackie?" He says, "Yes, because I owe you something." He says, "The least I can do is stay the winter and cut some trees down and help you make the rafts. And then in the spring," he says, "well, I'll go down and find him." He said, "I bet he has a nice ranch just like yours." He said, "I bet he has everything on it just like yours." Juby said, "Jackie, you want to leave me?" He said, "No, I don't want to leave anybody." He said, "What will I do for a cheeky man?" Jackie said, "Well, he said, you can get another one." He said, "There is no other cheeky man." And he said, "My little chickies will be so lonesome." He said, "Sometimes they even cry." Jackie says, "They cry?" He says, "Yeah, they go cluck, cluck, cluck." "That's crying?" He said, "Well, it's chicken crying." He said, "I don't cry like that." He says, "Well, I'll be here the rest of the winter, and I suppose by then maybe you'll find somebody else." So the next few days, Jackie lived in hopes of finding his uncle, and the days slowly turned into weeks, and the leaves began to fall, and the first snow came, and he went to school with the boys, did the chores. They spent many happy evenings by the fireplace, popping popcorn, roasting marshmallows, doing all kinds of things. It was fun, night after night on the cold winter nights. But the thing that Jackie was looking forward to was when the ice on the river broke, and they could get their log rafts into the water. Because every evening after school, Jackie and the boys would go and cut trees and pile them up so that in the spring they could make a raft and take them down to the sawmill at River City and get paid for the logs. So almost every log that Jackie chopped and the boys chopped, it meant that he was that much closer to seeing his uncle. And the closer spring came, the more excited Jackie got. Finally, one evening they were talking about the ice on the river. And one of the boys, Ralph, said, "Dad, when do you think the ice will break on the river this time?" He kind of laughed. He said, "Well, we all make guesses." He says, "When do you think?" He said, "I think it'll be in 5 days." Mrs. Martin always guessed too. She said, "It'll be more than that, 6 days." And everybody made a guess. And Cuby said, "Jackie, when do you guess?" He says, "I don't know." He said, "Well, guess." He said, "7 days." And they all made a guess when the ice would break. And each day they would listen, because you could hear it. It was a big crackling sound when it began to give, because the river was not far away. One evening, Jackie was coming home from school with the boys. He was riding Maggie, and they were riding their horses, and the dogs followed. There was a crackling sound. It was on the 6th day. Jackie said, "What was that?" And Ralph and the rest of them kind of laughed. He says, "You never heard that sound before, did you?" He said, "It's the river." He says, "Come on." And he took out on his horse, and Jackie and the rest of them after him, and they headed out towards the river. And when they got there, sure enough, they saw the chunks of ice breaking up in the river. He says, "Come on, let's tell Dad." So they hurried home as fast as they could go. When they got there, Ralph ran up. He said, Dad, guess what? Guess what?" He said, "I heard it. The river broke." "Oh, you heard it." He said, "I told you I did." Juby came running from behind the stable. "Hey, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Hey, everybody, guess what?" Jackie says, "The river broke." He said, "How'd you know?" Jackie said, "We all heard it." He said, "We heard it way over here, and we went out there to look at it, and it's breaking up." Mr. Martin looked around. He said, "Well, boys, give it a day or two for it to clear up, and we should be taking our logs down the stream." He looked at Jackie. He says, "Jackie, you'll probably go with me on my raft." Jackie says, "Well, that's all right with me." And finally that evening, when Mr. Martin was giving instruction to the oldest boy about handling the raft, Jackie became so interested. He says, "He's going to take a raft all by himself, alone?" Well, he said, "Oh, yes. He said, "It takes a very skillful river man to operate one of those rafts." He said, "You see, there are some rapids farther on downstream. And unless you know how to handle a raft, you could easily crack up." He said, "I don't mind the logs being spilled all over the river, but you could be killed." Jackie said, "Gee, it's dangerous, isn't it?" He said, "Well, I'm afraid it is." He says, "Tomorrow evening we'll go down and get our rafts put together." He said, "I have a couple friends who are going to take a couple. I think we have 4 rafts, isn't that right?" And he looked at the boys. He says, "Yes, that's 4 of them. We'll." And Mrs. Martin kind of smiled. "That'll mean a little extra money in my pocket, too." Juby said, "And that means a little extra money in my pocket, too." His father looked at him. He says, "Well, how do you figure that?" He said, "Because I helped."
"Doing what?"
He said, "Well, I was out there with Jackie when he was cutting the logs, and I helped him." He said, "Doing what, though?" He said, "I brush away the snow." Jack said, "Well, he did that." Jack says, "All right, I'll tell you." He says, "If I get paid anything, I'll bring you some jelly beans back." He said, "How many?" He says, a dime's worth of jelly beans." He said, all right, I like jelly beans, do you?" Jackie says, "Sure." All right, the ice on the river had broken, and they had, during the winter, been making the raft so they could sail down to River City in the spring to sell the logs and, of course, earn some money. Mr. Martin had mentioned that they would be probably leaving Friday if he could get enough of the local people to help him. He had 6 rafts of his own. Of course, Elmer was going to do one, and Mr. Martin was going to do one, and that meant that he had to locate 4 more people who were willing to go down river with the rafts, and it was quite dangerous because about the middle of the journey, or the voyage down the river, there were rapids, and everybody was getting quite excited. When they came home from school, Mr. Martin and the boys, Elmer, Ralph, and Fred, and sometimes Juby, would go out and help tie up the rafts so that they would be sturdy to stand the rapids. And as the days passed on, they were getting closer to the day when they would take the rafts downstream. Jackie asked Mr. Martin one evening in the parlor, he says, "Do you think I could take one of those rafts down?" The boys kind of snickered. Elmer looked at Jackie. He said, "You'd need the experience." He says, "If you go down with us like this year, and maybe next year you could do a raft by yourself." He said, "It's too dangerous, Jackie." "That's right, Jackie," said Mr. Martin. "It is too dangerous." He says, "You go with Elmer, or you may go with me." And he says, "We'll see." So the next evening after school, Jackie sneaked off to the river. He got on top of the raft with Ritzy, and there was a long tiller pole that guided it. He grabbed it, and he began to look out across the water nearby. He was on shore, and he pretended to be sailing. "Rapids ahead, turn to the right, turn to the left." And he was just going on giving orders to the crew, not knowing that Juby was hiding behind a tree. And finally he was yelling orders to everybody on deck, including Ritzy. He says, "Ritzy, up front!" Ritzy just looked at him, and finally Juby stuck his head. I said, "What are you doing, Jackie?" Said, "Oh, I didn't know anybody was around. Hey, I'm just playing." He says, "I'm just playing like I was taking the raft down the river." He said, "I think I could do it." He said, "No, you can't do it. You're not strong enough." He said, "You got to have big muscles like me." Jackie says, "Come up here." He said, "I can't." He said, "It's too high." "Oh," he says, "come on." And he reached down and pulled him up. He says, "I'm a strong." He says, "Look." He says, "Grab a hold of this tiller." He says, I could really do it." Ritzy looked at him as if to say, "I think Jackie could do it too." By that time, Elmer came. He said, "What are you boys doing up there?" "Jackie and I are going to take some logs down to River City." Elmer laughed. He says, "Well, with me, of course." He says, "And Juby, you're not going." So finally, when they got back to the house, word got around to Mrs. Martin and Mr. Martin what Jackie was doing, and they realized that he really wanted to take a raft down, but they knew they couldn't let him take it. Mr. Martin announced, he said, "I have four other fellows." He says, "That gives us our entire crew, six rafts." He says, "Some of the other neighbors have some rafts also." He says, "We're going to be leaving," he says, "Saturday morning, for sure." And of course, that was the big day when Jackie could finally get on board with Elmer and sail down the river. Not only that, but he knew when he got to River City, it would be a chance for him to look for his uncle, Jake Anderson. And maybe he would never come back up here. Maybe just for a visit. Maybe he'd have a whole ranch of his own helping his uncle someday. So all these things were going through his mind, and when Saturday morning finally came, Mrs. Martin was cooking. She was fixing the provisions for the journey downstream and the journey back. So the kitchen was filled with all kinds of favorite smells of meat and bread baking and all the other smells, and it was a delicious smell. And finally, she had all the sacks packed with the food, all the clothes that they needed, and finally, they began to march down to the river. And families would come by hundreds standing along the shore because they always liked to see the rafts launch and go downstream. Mr. Miller was the first one on. He says, "All right, boys." He said goodbye to Juby and his wife and the rest of them who weren't going. And the men got long poles and stuck it under the raft. And slowly, foot by foot, they began to push it into the water. And finally, it splashed and began to heave back and forth. Jackie's heart began to pound as he saw the raft slowly drift out to the middle of the river where the current was swift. And then the next one, and then the next one. And finally, they were ready to launch Elmer's, and that was where Jackie was going. And then they had one more, and that would be the sixth that belonged to the Martins. And I'm like, "All right, Jackie, come on, let's go, get on here." And Ritzy was going to go with him too. He wasn't too thrilled about going on a voyage like that. And one of the men who was helping the launch Elmer's raft happened to get his foot, and it slipped. And when the raft came down, it came down on his foot. He let out a terrible scream, and they pushed the raft off and rushed up to him. He says, "Oh, my foot." He said, "It may be broken." Mrs. Martin rushed down. She said, "Well, if it isn't broken, it's badly bruised." He tried to stand up, and he couldn't stand on it at all. He says, "I was supposed to take the next raft." He said, "We'll just leave it." He said, "We'll get it next spring."